Namanda, Vatinamanda, 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 Vatinamanda.
This month, our theme will be the Three Pure Land Sutras, the teachings of Shakyamuni Buddha. So this week, we're going to begin by talking about the Amida Sutra. The Amida Sutra is one of the sermons that Shakyamuni Buddha gave to his disciples. And so I'm going to begin this morning by reading a short passage from that sutra. 今日は仏説阿弥陀経の一部を読んでからお話を始まりたいと思います。I invite you to join me in Gassho. Gassho をお願いします。Moreover, Shariputra, in the Pure Land, there are always many kinds of wondrously rare and beautiful birds of various colors, such as white swans, peacocks, parrots, sarikas, kalavinkas, and jivamjavakas. All these birds, six times a day, melodiously sing in elegant harmony, their sound proclaiming the five faculties, the five powers, the seven factors of awakening, and the eightfold path. Such teachings as these. When the people of that land hear those birds singing, they all become mindful of the Buddha, the Dharma, and the Sangha. Shari Hotsuyo. Sono kuni ni wa itsumo byakko, kujaku, omu, shari, karyobinga, gumyocho nado no iro toridori no utsukushii tori ga iru. そのさまざまな鳥たちは昼夜六時のそれぞれに優雅の声で鳴き、その鳴き声はそのまま五根、五力、七菩提分、八正道分などの尊い教えを説き述べてる。そこでその国の人々はみんなその鳥の鳴き声を聞いて仏を念じ、法を念じ、僧を念じるのであると、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ、ナマンダブツ。Good morning, everyone. 皆さん、おはようございます。I saw that before service this morning, many of you came up to offer incense, as well as several of you who were offering incense during the incense offering by representatives. And so when you come up to offer incense, do you ever look closely at all of the adornments, all of the things that are up here, all the different details? We have a very beautiful onaijin here at the San Mateo Buddhist Temple, don't we? We have Amida Buddha in the middle. We have Shinran Shonin on the right, Denyo Shonin on the left. We have Prince Shotoku. We have the seven masters. We have this beautiful table up in the front. Have you ever looked closely at this table? Have you ever noticed what there is carved here on the front of this table?
A candle.
There's a candle sitting on the table, that's right.
まあ、この内寺に美しい聖言ができていますね。阿弥陀様が中心になって右側に親鸞聖人、左側は蓮如聖人とか、まあ、この前の前塾という大きいテーブルもありますね。お焼香するときにはよく見たことありますか？何がここに彫ってありますか？
Can you see, if you look closely there, how many squares are there in the front? Can you see some squares? You're right here, how many of them are there?I hear some, how many, can you see, Kiara, how many? Six, that's right, there are six squares. And can those of you who are sitting up front, McKenna or Kiara, can you see what's carved on those squares? Can you see, Finley? Some kind of double-headed bird, that's right.
まあ、頭が二つのある鳥がもうありますね。
So there are six different birds on the front of this table, right? Six different birds.Six birds. There's a white one, there's a peacock. There are all different birds up here. And these are the birds that are described in the Amida Sutra. So the Amida Sutra tells us what the Pure Land of Amida Buddha is like. It tells us what the world of enlightenment is like. And it tells us that in that world, there are six birds who sing melodiously. They have a beautiful song that they can hear throughout the day. Does anyone here have a pet bird? Yeah, you have a pet bird? No? Does anyone here have a bird feeder in their yard? Yeah? And sometimes you have some nice birds and can you hear the birds singing in that bird feeder? Yeah, they have beautiful songs. So the birds of the Buddha's Pure Land, they're always singing, and when they sing, they're singing the song of teaching the Dharma. And these six different birds, each one has a special meaning. So I wanted to share with you today, talk to you a little bit about these six different birds that we have up here on the, this is called the Maijoku, this table in front. まあ、この前にある机は毎食と言うんですけど、6つの鳥がここにあるんですね。その 6つの鳥はそれぞれの意味があります。So the first one here on the right is a white swan. Has anyone here seen a white swan before? If you go to a park, or sometimes we actually have them in this creek here, down by the side of the temple. So white swans, what are they like? Yeah, Finley?
White.
They're white, yeah?
Okay, first of all, there are no
speech swans
in this area.
Okay, thank you.
We have geese.
You have geese. Okay, so I was mistaken. We don't have white swans. We have beautiful white geese. But they're beautiful. Swans are very graceful. They're graceful and they're beautiful. And just looking at a swan swimming can just relax you, right? It can make you feel peaceful. And so swans are a beautiful bird. You see it and you just feel peaceful. So in the Pure Land of Amida Buddha, when you look around, the things you see just give you peace in your heart. They make you feel relaxed, right? Like you're watching a beautiful white swan gliding down a river or gliding around a lake, okay? And so the next one is a peacock. It's a peacock. Has anyone here seen a peacock before? Yeah? McKenna, where did you see a peacock? At the zoo, that's right. If you go to the San Francisco Zoo, they're just walking around, just wandering around all over the place, eating all kinds of things. So peacocks, they're very beautiful birds, right? They have this huge fan of feathers behind them. They're one of the most beautiful birds. Yeah, Katie?
The bird you're describing,
what was that?
That
a peacock is a boy, that's right. So a peacock is a boy. A peafowl is the general bird. And so the peafowl is the peacock is a bird with the beautiful feathers. And so peacocks are very interesting birds.
まあ、クジャクという鳥がいますね。まあ、お浄土には、白い、白鳥という、まあ、白鳥みたいな、綺麗な鳥がいるんですけど、こう、クジャクもいますね。インドのクジャク。And you know what peacocks eat? Peacocks eat all kinds of things. If you go to the zoo, you can see them eating up peanuts and different things off the ground. You can see them eating bugs. But peacocks, one of their favorite foods is scorpions and poisonous snakes. So in India, they have cobras, right? Have you ever seen a picture of a cobra before with the big hood? Right? And so those they have wild cobras in India, and peacocks are a native bird of India, and so they eat poisonous snakes and scorpions. And so what the peacock represents is that in the Pure Land of Amida Buddha, our three poisons of greed and anger and ignorance are transformed into the beauty of generosity, compassion, and wisdom. Just as when a peacock eats those poisonous, dangerous cobras and scorpions, it becomes the nourishment for that beautiful bird that brings us so much happiness when we see it.
まあ、クジャクというのはサソリとか毒蛇を食べるので、このお浄土のクジャクがあるというのは、私たちの三毒の煩悩、むさぼりと怒りと愚かさをお浄土で悟りのお布施と慈悲と知恵に変更できることが表しています。Okay? Then, up here, if you look, the third bird we have here is a parrot. Have you ever seen a parrot before? What is special about parrots? What can parrots do that most other birds can't do? Yeah, Finley. They can mimic your voice, yeah, Kiara? They can talk, right? They can say, Polly wants a cracker. Or, hello, hello. And so people heard parrots and like, wow, parrots are very intelligent birds and they can speak. And so the parrots in the Pure Land of Amida Buddha, they don't say, Polly wants a cracker. They don't say, hello. They say the teachings of the Buddha. They're so smart and they're so brilliant that the sound of the parrots in the Pure Land, they're reciting the teachings of the Buddha. So hearing the sound of those parrots, then we get to hear the teachings of the Buddha and understand ourselves. There's another bird that's up here. Another here bird. This is called the shadi or the shadika. It's a bird that exists in Indian mythology, and it's also a bird like a parrot that can speak the sounds of human language. And so these parrots and these sharikas are teaching the teachings of the Buddha. So if you go to the teachings of the Buddha, you get to see beautiful birds, but you also get to hear their teachings. So you get peace and comfort from watching them, but also from hearing them. So it's how the teachings of the Buddha work in our lives.
してお浄土にはあのオウムという、まあ、人の言葉を真似できる鳥と、まあ、シャリというまた同じように人の言葉を言える鳥がいて、その二つがずっと仏様の御教えを説かれている、説法していると言われています。
Then there's the fifth bird is called a Kalavinka. This is also a bird from Indian mythology.And this is a bird that has such a beautiful song that you can hear it singing while it's still in its egg.
で、あの、カリオビンガという美しい虎が、そういう殻の中に行っても、こういう綺麗な鳴き声が始まるんですね。
So have you ever heard a really beautiful bird song, like a nightingale or some other bird? Some birds have beautiful, beautiful songs. People keep them as pets just so that they can hear them singing all day long.And then they put a cover over them at night so they don't have to hear them singing all night, right? They go back, they go to sleep. But so this is a beautiful song. This song, like watching that beautiful song, the beautiful melody just calms us down, makes us feel peaceful the way that the Buddha wants us to feel when we hear his teachings.
そして、こういうカリオビンガという鳥が綺麗な鳴き声をして、それを聞いたら心が落ち着いて、仏様のような穏やかな心になると言われます。
And then the one on the far left, that's that two-headed bird, right? The bird with two heads. Some of you may have noticed this if you look closely. Why does that bird have two heads? The other birds look like birds we might see in this world, right? They're normal birds. But that one has two heads. Has anyone here ever seen a live two-headed bird before?No, we don't really get to see them every day in our normal life. But this is a very special bird. And these two heads, they're very interesting. When one wakes up, the other one goes to sleep. And then when that one goes to sleep, the other one wakes up. And so they have to, when one is awake and it sees some food, it eats that food. And then it fills the stomach, it nourishes the bird.And so when the other one wakes up, it's not hungry. And so in this way, these two birds, they care for each other because they share one body. And this represents how in our daily lives, we're all interconnected, right? We think we're separate. We think, oh, I'm me and you're you. But really, we have to care for each other in order to live. And that's represented by this two-headed bird.
まあ、このグミョウチョという鳥がいて、グミョウチョというのは二つの頭を持ってて、で、あの、一つは寝たら、もう一つは目を覚める。で、こっちが寝たら、これが目を覚める。で、餌を見つけたら、これが食べたら、起きた方が食べたら、で、寝た方がその栄養をいただく。というのは、こういうみんなが助け合いながら生きていかないと、なかなか生きていかれないということを表していますね。
So this is a true aspect of the Buddha's teaching. So we have these six birds.And they all represent different kinds of wisdom. This two-headed bird is very interesting because sometimes we forget this, right? Sometimes we forget that we have to take care of each other, and we just think about, I'm going to do what's good for me. And when we do that, we cause problems for ourselves and we cause problems for others.
たまにこういうお互いに助け合いながら生きていけることは忘れてしまうね。で、その時に自分が大変になって、周りの人も大変になることがありますね。
There's a story of the Buddha where he talks about this bird. The Buddha had a cousin named Devadatta. And the Buddha's cousin Devadatta was his cousin and he was a member of the Buddha's group. But he secretly didn't like the Buddha very much because he was jealous. He was jealous of the Buddha. Because the Buddha was very famous and everybody liked the Buddha. And he would say, why don't people like me as much as they like the Buddha? So he got very jealous. And he would listen to the teachings of the Buddha, but in his heart, he would hold this feeling of anger and hatred toward the Buddha. And some of the other disciples would hear Devadatta saying mean things about the Buddha, and they would get worried, and they went to the Buddha, and they asked him, what's with your cousin Devadatta? Why does he have this feeling of hatred toward you? And the Buddha said, let me tell you a story, because our relationship, this difficulty we have, doesn't just start in this lifetime. He said, I'm going to tell you a story about a two-headed bird, like this bird that we have up here on the Naijin. There were two heads. One of those heads, his name was Karuda. And the other head's name was Ubakaruda. He had Karuda and Ubakaruda. And they were like this bird. When one was awake, the other would sleep. They would take turns being awake and they would take turns eating. Well, one day when Karuda was awake, he saw a delicious, beautiful flower that would be so delicious. And so he said, I will eat this flower and we will both get the benefit of this flower. So he saw this beautiful flower and he ate it up all by himself. He said, I better eat this while I'm awake. And then when he fell asleep, just after eating that flower, Ubakaruda woke up and he saw a stem of the beautiful flower. And he said, I recognize that. That's a delicious flower. But Karuda ate it all up by himself. He didn't leave any for me. Oh, and he got so mad. Have you ever had that happen when there was maybe a piece of delicious cake or something, the last piece of pizza? And somebody in your house ate it up and didn't leave any for you, and you got a little bit mad. That was for me. I was saving that. Right? So he had that feeling of, oh, he ate it up, and he got angry, and he held this anger in his belly. So then they went back to sleep, and some time passed. And then one day when Ubakaruda was awake, he saw a nasty, poisonous flower. And he said, I'm going to eat that flower. And then Karuda will die. And so he ate up that flower. And then because it was poisonous, he started to die right away. And just as they're dying, Karuda woke up and he said, why did you do that? When I ate that delicious flower, I did it so that we could both be benefiting, so we could both enjoy it. And now you've done this thing, so now we will both die. And then the Buddha, after he had told this story, he said, I was that Karuda. And Devadatta, my cousin, who's always causing trouble and who holds this hatred for me, was Ubakaruda. And so this story tells us that if we practice kindness, if we understand that we need to help each other, then we can be happy together and we can receive wonderful gifts from each other. But if we just think about ourselves and our own enjoyment, then we cause problems for each other and for ourselves. Because Ubakaruda, he didn't just cause Karuda to die, but he caused himself to die too. So sometimes if we think that, oh, well, I can just cause problems for this person and I'll get a benefit, that's wrong. Because anytime we cause problems for others, eventually that's going to come back to us. We're going to make that mistake. And so the Buddha specifically put this bird, this two-headed bird, in his Pure Land to remind us that we always need to be caring for each other. Because that's the wish of the Buddha, that we will live happily and that we will care for each other. And that we'll realize that life of kindness and caring for each other. And that's why we say Namo Amida Butsu, so we can hear the Buddha calling to us and reminding us that that's how we should live our lives, so that we will one day realize that perfect happiness and become truly kind and caring people. して Amida Nyōrai wa kono Ubakarada to Karuda という、まあ、にあのこの頭が2つのある鳥は、1つの方はあの美味しいものを食べて、2人がこの美味しさを楽しめるように食べたけど、そのもう一方が起きたら、美味しいものを全部食べてしまった私の分も残していないから怒って、でまた寝たら、また起きたら、そういう毒のある花をわざわざ食べて、そしてあの両方が死んでしまうようになったんですね。だからこういう自分の自己中心的に私だけのためにやろうと思ってたら、その自分の利益にもなりそうだけど、実は人になんか大変なことを与えたら自分にも大変なことが戻ってくるという、もともとの釈迦様の大切な教えですから、これを分かるように仏様が私たちを願っているので、こういうお浄土にわざわざこういう頭の二つにある鳥を置いてて、そして私たちが南無阿弥陀仏の念仏を聞くときは、そういうお互いに助け合う人生が仏様が私を願っていることを理解することですね。So, after service today, or when you have a chance, I invite you to come up and take a look at these birds. Please don't come up to the purple carpet, but you can come up as far as the second step to take a look and look closely at these six birds and remember that they express the Buddha's wish for us to all live peacefully, happily, caring for each other. そして、お参りが終わったら、この前に来て、この、まあ、6つの鳥を見てください。そして、その6つの鳥が私たちが穏やかでお互いに助け合いながら生きていけることを、私たちを願っていることを思い出してほしいと思います。Please join me in 合唱。合唱をお願いします。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。南無阿弥陀仏。